For months, Congress has deadlocked over new coronavirus relief legislation. But now, both Democrats and Republicans say they're cautiously optimistic they can reach agreement in the next few days. But there's still a lot of negotiating to be done to reach that elusive target. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York says the finish line is in sight, with vaccines giving people hope. Now, he says it's time to push forward with the relief package. He spoke on the Senate floor Wednesday.
We're on the precipice of achieving these goals. We Democrats would have liked to go considerably further, but this won't be the last time Congress speaks on COVID relief. Right now, we must address this emergency over the short term. But make no mistake, we will work in the future to provide additional relief as the country requires. But we need to provide a platform to build on. We need to address this emergency right now.
The debate comes amid a surging pandemic, a stuttering economic recovery, growing poverty, struggling businesses, and plummeting retail sales, not to mention 300,000 dead and more people becoming ill each day. Senator Joe Manchin is a Democrat from West Virginia.
I'm hopeful that we could help break that deadlock and be part of this, but there's so much more that has to be done, and there's so much more need out there that will need to be done, and we must all come together behind President-elect Joe Biden to make sure that we do it. And look at basically the need of America, not the greed of America.
Back in March, lawmakers passed the CARES Act, a $2.25 trillion package that included cash payments to individuals and expanded unemployment benefits, along with other things like aid to states. But much of that money is long spent, and much of the rest will expire later this month. The progressive think tank, the Century Foundation, estimates that 12 million workers could lose federal benefits when they expire the day after Christmas. So there's a lot of excitement about a new relief package. But not everyone is happy. Many progressive lawmakers wanted a larger relief bill. Senator Bernie Sanders is an independent from Vermont.
And today, the bill that is being negotiated calls for all of $348 billion in new money. This is a $900 billion bill, but most of the funding is carried over from the CARES Act. $348 billion in new money. In other words, this is roughly 10% of what Democrats in the House passed in the first HEROES bill.
The new package being negotiated cuts out two of the most controversial items that had held up agreement. Republicans are giving up on a liability shield to protect businesses from COVID lawsuits, while Democrats are giving up on additional cash payments to individuals, similar to those that were in the earlier CARES Act. But the final shape of the package is still a work in progress. Meanwhile, there's no shortage of blame for the delays in passing a new bill. Senator John Barrasso is a Republican from West Virginia. He says Republican senators tried 40 times to enact a relief bill, only to be foiled by Democrats.
Now, what we've seen from the other side, Mr. President, is gridlock. No path forward on the economy, no path forward on coronavirus. We've seen them play politics with the pandemic.
Democrats, of course, see things differently. New York Senator Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats did the right thing by not agreeing to earlier proposals offered by Republicans.
At the end of the day, the Trump administration can say one thing theoretically, but if they haven't convinced Mitch McConnell, who was still at $500 billion, to put the bill on the Senate floor and secure the Republican votes necessary to pass it, then it actually was a fictional offer that had no basis in reality, which is why I don't believe that mistakes were made on our side of the Capitol.
Lawmakers are planning to attach the new relief bill to a must-pass government funding bill. That could lead to a vote in a matter of days, if lawmakers actually agree on the final bill. Time is short. The Senate has only 8 legislative days left on its calendar. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.